Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Megillas Esther. Just to share one more Gemara about the scene of Esther going into Achashverosh. So we had said when Esther prepared to go into Achashverosh with that great devotion, she had a certain Ruach HaKodesh, a certain divine inspiration to her. We're told in the Gemara that just as she was about to go in, and she literally saw him there, she lost her Ruach HaKodesh. And she couldn't understand what happened at this vital moment, that all of a sudden that greater sense of inspiration and clarity would be gone. And she said to herself, maybe it's because I've called him a dog. I've thought of Achashverosh as a dog. And so then she said, I have to think of him as a lion. And then we're told that she got her Ruach HaKodesh back, she got her inspiration back, and different angels came in to assist her. One angel came in to hold her neck high, presumably help her that she should stand with a certain regal nature, even though surely she was terrified. One angel came in to give a certain aura of pleasantness and favor about her, that Achashverosh should look at her favorably. Probably most famously, one angel came in to actually extend Achashverosh's scepter to her. How exactly to understand what this Gemara really means, it's always very difficult. But I just wanted to share with you Maral. Yes, what difference does it make? You know, she thinks of Achashverosh as a dog. She thinks of Achashverosh as a lion. So the Maral says a very interesting thing. If at this moment she's going to be a person of total devotion to Hashem, and of a greater perspective on things, then it's really, really incumbent upon her for her devotion to Hashem to not only manifest itself in what she does and doesn't do, but even how she thinks. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rulership of this very large area to this one person, there must be a certain dignity or merit in this person. In other words, to think of him as a dog is in some way to say it doesn't make sense that God would give him rulership in the first place. And that's not a message that, forget if she's saying it to anyone, that's not a message that she should be thinking to herself. And therefore, to correct herself, to check herself, and to not look at Achashverosh as a dog, rather to look at him as a lion, is not as much a statement on one's belief in Achashverosh or not. It's much more a statement on one's regard for the way God runs his world and who God puts in what position. It's very interesting. It's a fascinating way to think about our challenges in life, that we can see the shortcomings of all the people around us. We could see the people who seem to be better off than we are, who seem to have things better than we are, than we do, even though they don't seem to be as talented or as good as we are. And we could say, "It's why is that person so terrible and they get this, and that person so terrible and they get that?" Or we could see this all as just part of the divine plan. And we, of course, have to do whatever we can to pull ourselves up. But to not get bogged down by the merits or lack thereof, or the positive attributes or lack thereof of the people around us, but to see everyone and everyone's position as part of God's sacred plan. If Purim is about seeing the hidden hand of God, it's really a perspective on everything that goes on around us. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.